This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Mate, I need to be honest, I'm a little bit excited to speak to you. Was listening to Alice Cooper and Dee from Twisted Sister.
Dee Snider,
that's right. And then a buddy of mine was like, well, you need to listen to Stryper. This is like 2008. It was a revelation.
Well, better late than never, right?
Well, that's it, man. I had no clue you've been rocking so hard. 35 years. I'm only 38 years old.
Yeah, we've been going since, we formed in 83 and released our first album in 84. So, kind of crazy.
Which is Yellow and Black Attack, right? That was the first one.
That's right. It came out in 1984.
Incredible. I've been super excited to talk to you because I think for the rock and roll world, you're really kind of heaven sent. The fact that you've been tearing it up for 35 years in an area which I guess typically isn't really Christian friendly is really testimony to the impact you've had there.
Well, it is incredible, man. I mean, the fact that we're still going and we're still together and, you know, in today's unstable music world, we're still thriving and going out and performing to a lot of fans and releasing music and doing well with that. And it's really pretty miraculous for a band like us, the underdog, so to speak. So we're very blessed and very fortunate to still be doing it at the level we're doing it at.
When you guys sat down and said, let's do a metal group and let's be Christian, did you catch a lot of flack internally from church members?
Oh, yeah, and we still do, too. I mean, you know, there's a lot of people in the church that don't understand what we do or why we do it. We go out and we play bars, and they don't get that.
Yeah.
You know, but that's our calling. That's what we feel led to do, and nothing's going to shake us or stop us from doing it. You know, we've reached more people by doing that than we ever would performing in churches for 34 years.
Man, we were spinning your new album in the car with my five-year-old, and he's a huge fan of Kickstart My Heart by Motley Crue.
And I was like, okay, all right, yeah. So he probably liked it then.
Well, that was it. Is there some blazing guitar solos on there, man? And your voice still sounds incredible after 35 years, but he's like, I think this is better than the Crue.
Well, man, thank you. Tell him thank you. I'm glad he likes it. We try hard and we strive hard at what we do. We work hard at giving and being our best. So I'm glad to hear that somebody appreciates that.
Mate, how are you received? Because you're coming out to Australia shortly for a tour in mid-August. Have you been here a few times before?
This will be our fifth time in Australia. And it's been 8 years. Last time we were there was 2010. So it's, you know, long overdue for us to be there. But we can't wait. We're excited, man. And we hope everyone else is as well. We do things our own way. We always have from the very beginning. That's for the look, the sound, the message, the way we deliver the message, the style we deliver it in. I mean, we're really not like any other band. And, you know, the reason why is we weren't raised in the church. Mm. We were raised in Hollywood on the streets of L.A. playing with Motley Crue and playing with Rat and playing with Wasp and all these bands. We grew up in that scene and we became Christians and then we changed the message, but we kept the style. That's what we are. And, you know, a lot of people didn't really know what to think of it and still don't know what to think of it. But I can assure you this, it's the real deal. It's you know, we're sincere about what we do and it comes from the bottom of our hearts. And we wouldn't change a thing.
How does that go down when you're hanging out with whether it be Motley Crue or Iron Maiden and your message is very, very strongly, passionately, you need Jesus in your life, like in every song. How do they react to that?
It's interesting because, you know, a lot of these bands that we come in contact with, because we play with them all the time. We just did a festival in Spain with Kiss, Judas Priest, Ozzy Osbourne, and Megadeth. And we went on right before Megadeth. So we're hanging out with these guys and meeting them and having lunch and dinner with them backstage. But, you know, the thing that not a lot of people know is some of these guys are Christians.
Mm.
You know, Dave Mustaine, the leader of Megadeth, singer of Megadeth, he's a Christian. Nico, the drummer for Iron Maiden, he's a Christian. And I mean deep in their faith and, you know, very devout. And it's pretty amazing they're just taking a different path, you know. But a lot of these people, a lot of people in the world think that, you know, they're satanic and they're this and they're that because of the fact that they've got songs like, you know, Number of the Beast and, you know, but if you really read the lyrics and you talk to these guys and hear their hearts, that's not what they're saying. So it's very interesting. So Stryper's been put there to kind of be a light in the dark, you know, and be an example to these guys and pray with these guys. When we sit down and have lunch, we'll say a prayer and, you know, maybe that plants a seed. Maybe it leaves a mark on them. We've got to share with many people over the years and hang out and share a little bit of our hearts with people. Obviously, when I toured with Boston, I got to share with Tom and talk to Tom all the time. Lemmy of Motorhead, years ago, we got to talk to and hang out with in a bar, of all places, for a few hours and talk about God and spirituality.
Mm.
I mean, so many people over the years, man. I mean, many, many people. So, you know, we just hope that. And we've had many people come to our shows. You know, Rob Halford came and saw us in Canada and came up on stage and performed a song with us. So, you know, our hope is that those seeds are planted at every show, whoever's there. And we've had many people from, you know, just regular people to big stars come to our shows, from musicians, actors, you name it.
Have you ever had that moment at a festival where someone comes up to you and just says, like, listen, I was in a really rough stage of life and someone handed me one of your albums and I kind of came to know Jesus through Stryper music?
All the time. And that's the gratifying part of what we do. I mean, the music, it's fun to crank the amps and put on the guitars, but, you know, the blessing is hearing the lives that have been affected by the message. And then when you hear about someone that comes up to you and says, I'm a pastor now, or, you know, I pastor a 10,000-member church, or I travel the world, I'm a missionary, or I'm this or I'm that, that's just unbelievable to hear.
Man, in 2014, my dad gets cancer for the second time, loses that battle, and he's going to be for eternity with God in heaven. You walked that process with your wife.
I did, and I'm sorry to hear that about your dad. Very sorry, man.
Mate, you know, like for both of us, though, our loved ones are rejoicing with God in heaven, you know, and I celebrate that. But it took the wind out of my sails.
Yeah,
I honestly felt the fire go out. I tune into your music. I feel like it kind of did the opposite.
Well, you know what, man? I can look at life two ways, and that is either to live it, or to draw the blinds and not go on and not do anything else and just become a recluse and not live life to the fullest. I chose, after my wife passed, Kyle, I chose to move forward, and she wouldn't have it any other way.
Mm.
If anyone knew her, they would know that. And I chose to move forward. It was hard for a while, but you know what? I dove right into the deep end and went right back out on the road. And I took some grief for it. So I lost some friends because they felt like I wasn't taking time to grieve. I wound up meeting somebody and remarrying about 11 months later.
Mm.
I took grief for that. But, you know, the interesting thing about our relationship with God and our own personal life journey is we're all on our own little journey. You know, we all do things in different ways. God speaks to us in different ways. He calls us in different ways. And, you know, I knew without a shadow of a doubt that that's what I was supposed to do. And, you know, I've been married for almost 9 years now. And thank God, I feel like I've been blessed twice with love. And that's pretty miraculous.
It's certainly reflected in your latest album. You guys are pumping up again after, you know, 35 years of playing together. You've obviously had some down moments. You've had a split. How do you kind of gather the forces and say, guys, you know, we've got some skin in the game. We've got to rise up above our differences and rock on.
You know, you just, when you know you're supposed to do something, you just figure out a way to do it. Even if all the odds are against you and you're standing there looking at a mountain that's higher than any mountain on earth, you start climbing. You don't look down. And that's what we did. I mean, we had some issues in the band and we overcame those issues and we wound up bringing in a new bass player and He's been such a joy, and his spirit is amazing, and he's brought so much to the table, and we're blessed to have him. And we feel almost rejuvenated and renewed again.
Well, man, listen, really appreciate you taking the time to talk to us today.
Thank you so much, man. And I hope we're going to, and pray that we're going to rock hard when we come to Australia in a few days. So it's going to be awesome. We're excited.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.